I'm Rachel Kramer, Montana News. Parts of the coal-fired power plant in Colstrip will shut down by 2022, but there's a chance that the plant's operators could pull out even sooner, creating an unforeseeable future for the community that power plant employs. Lawmakers in Helena say they have a plan that will help Colstrip stay open for as long as possible. Corncates Carney reports.
During the Republican rebuttal to Governor Steve Bullock's State of the State address on Tuesday, House Speaker Austin Knutson promised to bring forward a bill that would help keep Colstrip Units 1 and 2 open. On Thursday, Knutson said that legislation is still in the works and he's not ready to talk about its details.
It's taken a little longer drafting, putting things together than we had anticipated, so I mean it'll probably be the first part of next week.
Speaker Knutson says the bill will aim to extend the operating life of Colstrip Units 1 and 2. Units 1 and 2 are older and less energy efficient than the power plant's other two generators. A lawsuit that was settled last year between the power plant's operators and environmental groups requires the partial closure of Colstrip by 2022.
There are many factors that could occur that could cause them to close earlier.
This is Ann Hedges with the Montana Environmental Information Center. MEIC was part of the lawsuit that resulted in the agreement to close Units 1 and 2.
There's uncertainty surrounding this plant. It depends on who you talk to and on what day and whether they are the political arm of these utilities or the legal arm of these utilities. There's a lot of confusion about what they intend to do, but all we know for sure is they cannot be open beyond that date.
Montana House Speaker Austin Knutson says Montana lawmakers could influence how long Colstrip stays open.
There's several moving parts, but I've been in contact with some of the leadership in some of these companies, and they think there's a path to keeping that Colstrip 1 and 2 open until 2022 and not closing immediately. So, I mean, I think as legislators, we've got a responsibility to at least try to help them do that, if that's possible, if we can do it in a way that makes sense.
Earlier this month, Puget Sound Energy, a 50% owner of Colstrip Units 1 and 2 based in Washington State, told utility regulators that parts of the power plant could close as early as the middle of next year. Puget testified to Washington State utility regulators that the timeline for the partial closure of Colstrip will depend, in part, on what Talent Energy does. Talent is the other 50% owner of Colstrip Units 1 and 2. Talent has stated in public testimony that it's losing money continuing to operate in Colstrip. Again, Montana House Speaker Austin Knutson.
What the new management of Talent has communicated to me is that they've changed their tact and they'd like to work with the legislature in the state of Montana to keep Colstrip 1 and 2 open at least up until 2022 in the summer. But they're going to need some help to do that, and I'm hoping we can get something together and help them do that.
Knutson declined to say what Montana lawmakers could offer Talon Energy to convince them to keep operating Units 1 and 2 in Colstrip until 2022. When asked specifically if his forthcoming proposal could include some kind of tax break for companies associated with Colstrip, he said it could. But Knutson said there could be other ideas to help keep the plant open. He declined to discuss details. A representative from Talon Energy declined to comment for this story. Knutson says the bill he promised on the night of the State of the State address will likely come out early next week. He says ideally, that bill would join the handful of other proposals regarding the partial closure of Colstrip currently being discussed in the legislature and become one bill that lawmakers on both sides of the aisle could get behind. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.